turned out to be a comprehensive victory for Donegal here tonight in this Ulster Under-21 Football Championship semi-final. They have defeated Cavan on a scoreline of 3-17 to 13 points. And really, since, what, the sixth minute of the game, Donegal were very, very much in control in this match. In the opening number of minutes, Cavan were leading by 3 points to two, but really after that, it was all Donegal as they cruised out to a 7-3 lead in 12 minutes, and then by the time it reached the 25th minute, they were leading by 12 points to three. Both sides then added to their score before the break as Donegal went in with a healthy 7-point cushion at halftime, leading by 13 points to six. If Cavan had any sort of hopes of getting back into this game early in the second half, they were dashed by that brilliant goal by Kian Mulligan in the opening minute of the half. And then came further points from Michael Langan and Larkin Connors, plus Stephen McBurty as well, as they edged out to a 116 to 16 point advantage. Cavan did knock out a number of scores, but at that stage it was lights out for the Breffni men as Donegal cruised through the rest of the game. And they added two other goals as well, one coming from Micheál Carroll, who later was black carded, and the other coming from second half substitute Buncrana's Caelan McGonigal, as Donegal ran out 3-17 to 13-point winners. The scorers today, Larkin Connors going very well for Donegal. He came off in the second half, but he got a 6-point total to his name, five of which came from a free. Stephen McBurty also got in the act with 4 points for Donegal today. Micheál Carroll ended with a goal and two. Kian Mulligan a goal and a point. Michael Langan's kicking was good. He scored three tonight as well. Caelan McGonigal got a point, and Niall O'Donnell of St Union's, the second half substitute, also getting on the act with a point as well. So Donegal comprehensive winners tonight in this. The other semi-final is taking place at the moment. There's going to be 5 minutes of additional time played, and Derry have gone in front. They've edged in front now against Armagh. They've got the last four scores to lead by 14 points to Armagh's 110. It's a 1-point advantage at the moment to Armagh, and they're into the closing stages in that one. Martin McHugh, let's get your overall thoughts on this game. A comprehensive, a comfortable, a dominant one for Donegal here tonight, and they're in a good place heading into the final next week.
Yeah, and a great place heading into the final, but you know, as a manager, you like to get a tougher semi-final as you come to that final, but all you can do is beat what's put in front of you, and all the way Donegal are at the manager, and that's not going to make any difference. Yeah, brilliant performance all round. Showed top quality skill, very skillful on the ball. Great to see the likes of Larkin Connors. He's had a lot of problems with his hamstrings. See him back playing and playing so well and kicking the frees particularly. Stephen McBurty was the Stephen that we all know. He was the 4 points he kicked. None of them, Stephen doesn't kick easy points. Great scores, you know, and we talked about Michael Carroll and Jason McGee in that midfield area, Michael Langan, Michael Carroll coming in at 1-2, Kian Mulling getting another goal. Look, you could name them all. There was great performances all round, and the lads were, you know, you have to say, you know, brilliant, and everybody, boys, great to get fellas off the bench playing as well, the lads that came off the bench and played. So, look, it's good, looking good. It'll be a different game if it's Derry. It's going to be a different game. Remember, Derry beat us 2 years ago, didn't they, in the minors? Yeah. When we were tipped to one also that time. So look, at every game is different. Derry will be tougher, different way they're playing. Cavan looked a beaten team, and you said after 6 minutes, a minute, Donegal got in dropping a couple of them scores. Cavan looked a beaten team at that stage, and other than Conor Bradley, they didn't show a lot more. So Donegal, what more can you say? Brilliant performance all round. You know, let's enjoy it. That's what I say. Well, we know we're not the Kerrys, we're not Kerry or Dublin. When we have players and we produce quality players, you know, at all levels, let's enjoy the whole thing. We had a great squad of players. A lot of them have retired. Now we're moving on with another squad of players at senior level in this under 21 team. The one thing you look at under 21, the important thing is taking the players through from under 21. We've already done that. They're through at senior level. What a great sign of young fellas that can come into a squad at 19 years of age. Jason McHugh's an 18 coming in and perform like they are in the senior team and looking out here. So yeah, it's good times, and you know, it's hard to beat. You know, we look at it, people talking about tired, and maybe they'll be tired anyway. Hard to beat games. I've always said that from time playing. Play away at games, don't worry if you're training. The more games you play, the better.
And particularly when you're playing with the Donegal senior team and you're seeing the you're reaping the rewards there. The way we see Donegal are playing their football, and yes, they're very, very strong and they're very quick.
Yes. Turned over the first goal and then the second goal. What a run up the field! They end up with four or five players could have put the ball in the net. That's the way they ended up. Players supporting each other, knowing they're not selfish. And the one great thing we look at a footballer, you always take a footballer, and the great thing about a player is not to be selfish. And we know player there looking at, they'll take the right option when they have it there. You know, and that's the good thing about them looking at them. Look, it's only an Ulster semi-final. No, we just have another game won. Cavan were very disappointed because they have put in a lot of work at underage and everything else, and that there, they'd be disappointed, even though the players their senior team. They haven't taken a lot through, even from the good under 21 teams they had. So look, sometimes it doesn't, you know, you don't take players through from under 21, but from Donegal point of view, the fact that a lot of them are through already, Oisin.
Yeah. And there is, of course, games to take place this weekend in the All-County League. We have been informed by the officials of the County Board that all reserve games will go ahead as planned this weekend. As for the senior club games, those who have under 21 players can request a rescheduling to Friday the 20th of Friday the 26th of April. If they have under 21 players involved, they can request a move of their games this weekend, and the senior games will go ahead as planned on Sunday the 28th. So if clubs do have under 21 players in their ranks, they can request a move of their game, which is penciled in the All-County League for this weekend. Full time at Celtic Park in Derry, Armagh 1-11, Derry 14 points. They're going to have extra time at Celtic Park to see who's going to go through to the final of the Ulster Under 21 Football Championship. My thanks to Martin McHugh and indeed to Pio and Jimmy back in the studio for letting us interrupt their programming. And many thanks to the team as well, at Galloyle, at the Clarybridge and Castlefin, for their continued support in Donegal's campaign in this Ulster Under 21 Football Championship. We know that Donegal are through to the final. That will be played next Monday night with the venue yet to be confirmed. There is a possibility it could be Breffni Park in Cavan. And you can, of course, join us for full match commentary from that provincial decider next Monday night on Highland Radio. It's been a good night for Declan Bonner and his team. The under-21s are through to the provincial decider, winning comfortably tonight against Cavan. 3-17 to 13 points is how it's finished. Back to Letterkenny.